The Bird Show.
Before TLC got into the studio, we were thinking this was going to be such a depressing interview because we have to talk about Lisa Lopez's death. We have to talk about the bad times that TLC has gone through, especially recently. So we thought, you know, this is not going to be any fun at all. We could not have been more wrong. Here, TLC is in here, and the first thing, I'm thinking that you guys are all health nuts and stuff. You'd be coming in here with all this, like, I'm on the Atkins diet, and all protein, no fat.
But not Hollywood.
You know what?
That's Hollywood.
My hands are clean, for real, I promise, but you got to just taste this one.
What is it?
It's called an asteroid.
It's like a nasty Cheeto.
I like hot stuff.
You guys realize you should each weigh 300 pounds.
Right.
You know, you must, you run, what, 4 hours a day?
After our kids, yeah.
I run around her, yeah.
That's it.
How old are your kids?
Chase just turned two.
Yes, but collectively, we have two kids.
I just had my first.
All right.
Is it tough? I mean, because you guys must be busting booty right now with the new CD, and you know, you're on a promotional tour. How do you split the time between, like, family life and your professional life? That must be a struggle for you all the time.
Well, you know what? It is a big struggle, especially for me, because now my son is in school. Ooh. And so, like, on the weekends when we have to work, he's with me. Like, this morning I took him to school because I didn't even know what time we had to start working. So I was like, okay, got to make sure I take John to school. Like, I mean, it's hard, but you know what? I deal with it because it would just be worse to just work and not ever see him. So I don't care. I don't even try to complain.
We always say we put family first and our job second because we can reschedule things around our jobs, but you can't reschedule, you know, the first time Chase walks or the first time Tron speaks. You know what I mean?
And his tooth is a loose at the bottom. So you remember when we were kids and you lose a tooth and the tooth fairy would either, you have like 50 cents, maybe a dollar, right? So my son is talking to my goddaughter, Kiara. So he gets off the telephone. He's like, Mom, so my tooth comes out. Kiara told me that I have to put it in a Ziploc bag and put it under the pillow, and the tooth fairy is going to bring me either $5 or $10.
What? Oh, this is the negotiation.
Hey, money done went up nowadays.
Yeah, you got to get your son negotiating deals for you.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, but we're having fun, though. But Chase goes everywhere with me.
Yeah. Would people be amazed about how normal your lives are?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
When's the last time you guys were just at a Kroger by yourself?
The other night, yeah.
What'd you buy?
What'd you get?
I got me some chicken because I cooked chicken last night. And I got Chase some snacks and some milk and stuff like that.
So it's really average. I mean, it's regular. I mean,
it is.
She was mad because we were working at 12 midnight. She still had to go to Kroger so she can get Tron's lunch.
Yeah.
The virtual hanging out with TLC. I know at some point we're going to have to talk about Lisa. I know we're going to have to do that. And I was thinking yesterday that I have never had anybody really close to me pass away. So I have no reference at all, no point of reference of how you guys are feeling now, how you are feeling after the accident, how you're looking at your future. So tell me what is going on since, was it late April, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was April 25th.
Yeah, is there a day that goes by where you don't think of Lisa?
Mm-mm. Yeah, because, I mean, TLC... has been like our whole world, and like even in our house, like plaques. I mean, you can't forget her. And then, you know, especially working now, but even just on the personal side, like we've been together 12 years.
Yeah.
And that's like, we've seen each other sometimes more than our families.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were just like TLC, TLC. We lived and breathed it. So yeah, not a day goes by.
This, I mean, it's not just a working relationship, but I mean, y'all are you're sisters.
Yeah.
Really sisters.
Yeah.
How's her family doing?
You know what? They're holding up. You know, it's weird to see because, you know, Tiana and I, we break down a lot. And it's really, really hard for us. And, you know, when we see her mom, how well she holds up, it's like you got to pull from that as far as strength is concerned. And, you know, we always keep in touch with them. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And, I mean, honestly, as a mother... I couldn't even imagine. I just can't imagine how she feel and what she must be going through because, you know, Lisa is our sister, and I don't like to say was. She is our sister, and I know how we feel. So for me to even think about my own son, it's like I really feel bad for her, you know, on a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's got to be also a great tribute, too, and shows your success on how, you know, everyone mourned her death and even just, you know, just seeing Missy Elliott's new video. And then in the video and Work It, on the front hood of a car is Lisa's image airbrushed on the car. You don't even have to be explained who that is, you know exactly who that is just looking at the picture.
What is, from you guys working with her for so long, like something that never came out in the media or never came out, that like a story about Lisa that it just kind of embodies who she is?
Well, everybody focused on the negative so much, they didn't know how good of a person she was and how much of a giving person she was. Lisa gave to others before she gave to herself, and would give the shirt off her back and would take people in off the street and let them live in her house. Right. And the thing that I always say, you know, we can respect about her the most is that she lived for herself. She didn't care what anybody thought. If there's something in life that she wanted to do, she would do it. And so she was like a real free spirit.
Now, there are songs on the new CD that have her voice on them, correct?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you're cutting those, or you listen back to them now, and it's the three of you together still in song, what kind of feelings does that bring up for y'all?
Well, you know what? We were, before she passed, we were like a little bit more than halfway done, you know, with our CD. So she was already on songs, and like when we continued working, T and I, we couldn't listen to other raps because the producers, they went through other raps that she had done for, you know, just some of her stuff to place the right raps on the songs that we were doing. And we couldn't even listen to it because it was just too hard. But it's weird. Like now, listening now, it's like she was there. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm just glad I'm at a point now where I can listen, because I know in a lot of ways I'm still somewhat in denial. You know what I mean? I'm still like, okay, yeah, she was there with us at the studio. You know what I'm saying?
Did you feel her presence?
You mean at the studio? Yeah, like, no, I'm saying I was psyching myself out still and just say, yeah, she was there. You know, but yes, I mean her spirit is with us, but you know, it's hard.
Yeah, I bet. I can't think of anything harder. Yeah. Losing a sister, you know, or a family member.
What makes it hard is because, like, say when my grandma passed, that hurt. But I don't have to keep talking about it.
Right.
And you never think your personal life is going to be mixed in with your job.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I don't know. It's not like a personal thing. It's like your feelings are just out there for everybody to see.
Yeah.
And some people, like you said, you never felt like that before. So some people can't relate. Some people can. And it's just hard when you just have to be out there like that.
And keep talking about it all the time. All right, well, let's stop talking about it and talk about the new CD. All right, tell us all about it.
3D.
All right.
And Lisa came up with that title. And it's kind of like Crazy Sexy Cool to the 10th power.
10th yeah, power.
You know how every girl had a crazy, sexy, and a cool side? 3D is like three dimensions of TLC.
Yes.
This album is all of our favorites.
And it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You have a better feeling about this album and listening back to it than any of the others?
Well,
It comes from a different place. It's like the reason why this is, you know, our favorite album, not to say that it's better than any other songs that we've done. It's like this project is like our baby,
mm-hmm.
even before Lisa passed, because, you know, when we got together and decided to, you know, when she came up with the TLC 3D, the title and all that kind of stuff, this album was to show everybody that we never broke up. We are sisters. We love each other. And it is such a T-Boz, Left Eye, and Chili album. Whatever you guys love about us individually, mm-hmm. you're going to really love the album, because that's what we put on there. That's how this CD is.
What's a favorite cut off of it? I know that's a tough question right there.
Well, we can say this, though. There's a certain song that is special to both of us, because even though the whole album is a tribute to Lisa, this one is dedicated to her, and it's called Turntable.
Yeah. It's so beautiful.
What? We have to go?
Yeah.
I could have done this for another 45 minutes. Thanks for coming in, y'all.
Cool. Thank you.
The Bird Show.